DLH, thank you for tuning in back to the DLH Insights podcast. We are here to share the goings on across DLH. So we're very happy to have you join us for some insight on a very special episode today. So we are going to try out an hour-long episode. And the reason for that is because I am very lucky to be joined by the DLH Human Capital team. So welcome, HCM. Thank you all so very much for being here. For all our listeners, we're going to touch on each one of our human capital functions. So you'll be able to hear everyone's lovely voice as well as all the wonderful projects that they're going to be working on. So I'm going to start by having our Chief Human Capital Officer, Malik Farabee, introduce his amazing team, if I do say so myself. So Malik, on behalf of HCM and the rest of DLH, welcome. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Porter, and thank you, team, for joining. I want to thank all the employees who have taken the opportunity to listen to our first inaugural podcast. This is us testing it out. The Human Capital team is testing this out as another means of communication. We want to make sure that we can give you the opportunity to hear what's happening in Human Capital, what we've been doing, and what we plan to do. And that's what this podcast is all about. You'll be hearing from myself. I'll be talking a little bit about what we've done and a little bit about what we plan on doing. Yet the detail of that will come from the team. And the Human Capital Leadership team is on the phone with me today, and we're on the podcast with me today. And we're going to go through some specific areas around what we've done and what we plan on doing going forward. We're going to try to keep it brief. We only have an hour. We're trying to stay within that hour, and we'll do the best we can. What I'll start off by saying again is thank you to the organization. We get a really great reception from the organization when we physically interact with our employees. And that is obviously paramount to us. Our paramount objective is to maintain a positive relationship with our employees, because we know our employees is the engine that drives the entire organization. So I wanted to thank all of you for the positive engagements you have with Human Capital, the feedback that you consistently give us. It's greatly appreciated. Please, please keep it going. For the past 3 years, we developed a Human Capital strategy starting back in FY21. So FY21, 22, and 23, we implemented a strategy really to establish the Human Capital function. Before my time, which was the beginning, well, let's say the end of FY20, going into FY21, our executive leadership team at the time, which was Zach, Catherine, and others, they had the foresight of identifying the need for a human capital function. Now, the company had one before. It was very disparate. We decided to pull it together under one umbrella, and that was the FY21 objective, part of that broader three-year strategy. In the second part of that strategy, which was FY22, the objective was to really create a human capital management function. And what that is to create sub-functions under one human capital umbrella, which is what we've done. And you're going to hear from those separate functions today. We established that. We rolled that out to the business. Again, wonderfully recepted. A lot of feedback on how we can course correct. And we've tried to implement those things as we move forward. In FY23, this past year, and I say FY, our fiscal year, this past fiscal year, our goal was really to balance organizational change. How do we disrupt, build, and balance organizational change? And what we've done is we've seen the opportunity of acquiring organizations to build a better DLH. We've leveraged that acquisition to build a better organization. So now we have HIT, NSP, PHSR, AMS, and the CMOP. Those are all organizational units in a broader organization, and we created a human capital function that supports and serves those businesses. So thus, as a part of that three-year strategy, I think our look back has been really establishing our investment of human capital throughout the organization to prepare us for where we are today. which is we're changing ourselves to be a bigger and better organization in the future for the employees and obviously for our clients. One of the things that I think we need to clearly identify are what are some of the accomplishments we covered in this past year? And our team is going to specifically talk to some of those. But we did some things that I think were very exceptional. We really stood up corporate social responsibility in a way where it's, I would say, front and center to our organization because our values directly relate to CSR. We implemented and improved a lot of our systems and our process automation. And that really happened in the back end. A lot of employees don't see the impact of that, but they reap the benefits of that. We really developed a talent connectivity in the business where we're trying to connect with current and past talent. And we're also looking at the organizational design. Human Capital was one of the key members of the enterprise team to really design what the organization looks like today. So the Human Capital fingerprint is all over where we are today. And again, it's really attributed to a lot of the team members you're going to talk to today. As we look forward and what we're planning on doing for the next 3 years, one of the things I would say is we're really going to look for a culture of high performance. How do we create that culture? How do we allow our workforce to build upon a culture of high performance that they're already doing and make it even better? As we traverse industry, we're hearing and we're seeing a bigger digital divide in the workplace. How do we manage that digital workplace and create a digital workplace for ourselves? What does the future of work look like for our organization? That's something we're going to help the business define as well. And finally, we're going to look at workforce planning, a big component of what we need to do in the next 3 to 5 years as an organization is to grow organically. And organic growth requires us to plan for our workforce, plan for the workforce of today, and then plan for the workforce of tomorrow. And you're going to hear a little bit more about that as we go into the teams. A lot of what I'm talking about now and what we're going to be talking about as a team, I've sent ahead as a read ahead. So if you go to our intranet site, you'll see a read ahead that speaks to a presentation that has detail in everything that we're going to talk about. So if you missed this podcast or missed some of the details in this podcast, not to worry. We have a presentation that is a read ahead that will be sitting on our intranet website for you to access at any time. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Porter so we can go into some details with the team members. Porter?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Malik, for the preamble. I really appreciate it, especially because I think not too many people in our workforce know that Human Capital, the way it is today, was not a thing like, 5 years ago? Like, that wasn't something that we looked like. So the amount of development that DLH has put into Human Capital is just incredible. So personally, really quick, thank you all to everyone on the HCM team who's listening and who's with us here today. Thank you so much for all your intention and dedication that you've put into your work. It's really made a difference. So with that, I'm going to transition. So we're going to do a little bit of a round robin here. So we will start with Arlen DePenty with Benefits. So Arlen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And I would love if you could just give a quick introduction of yourself and then jump into a look back and maybe a look forward for Benefits at DLH.
Hi, everybody. This is Arlen DePenty, and I handle benefits and safety for DLH. In this department, we do remain focused on improving health and well-being for our employees. Our achievements for 2023, we were challenged with securing benefits for EREV to be similar to the current DLH model, but for a much smaller employee pool. We were able to create a benefits platform within ADP, and we continue to maintain processes for EREV. We also handled the GRSI integration, where we successfully moved existing GRSI benefits into legacy DLH, and we did utilize the ADP platform for their open enrollment in September of 2023. As of 1/1/2024, we will align our 401k plans to offer one plan with one employer match calculation. We are changing this to a traditional safe harbor. This will be beneficial to our employees in many ways. Historically, we have been delinquent with compliance pertaining to audits and filings. However, we have made this a priority and we did meet our deadlines this year, which was very exciting. We have also developed a benefits page on the OneDLH SharePoint site. We will be updating this page shortly with our 2024 benefits, so please stay tuned for that. So for 2023, there were a few accomplishments that are considered missed opportunities, although we did make significant efforts and we will be rolling those forward to get them handled in 2024. So our objectives for 2024 is we have created a one benefit platform to encompass legacy DLH and legacy GRSI employees. As of 1/1/2024, we have successfully completed our open enrollment, and I do believe that that was handled quite nicely for everyone. We will be offering a new benefit, which is PTO Exchange, and we're very excited to roll that out. This will allow employees to self-direct their accrued vacation. They can share that with coworkers in need if they have a crisis. You can also deposit into your 401k or your health savings accounts. So we're currently working on all of the implementation right now. So there will be more information communicated out to all of our employees. And then for our frontline workers, we are looking at updating and changing our third-party administrator that handles benefits and financial on the back end. So this will provide full transparency for administration, finance, and most importantly to our employees pertaining to their benefits. They'll be able to go onto a portal to see what benefits they're enrolled in, to see what amounts have been deposited into their 401k, any excess fringe. So we are looking forward to updating this and providing a better feature to our workforce. Also, we'd like to review our current leave program. We are utilizing ADP right now, but we are looking to see if there is a more robust system. And this pertains to family medical leave, short-term disability, et cetera. Also, something I'm very excited about is we are going to be creating a mental health guide. This will be utilizing resources from Cigna, our medical carrier, as well as MetLife, the employee assistance program. We will also be providing managers with training for mental health recognition and response, which will be beneficial to our employees as well as to developing our managers. So please stay tuned for more information on that. And then lastly, for our areas, we are utilizing agile teams. I have identified four teams for my area, which would be benefits administration, mental health, wellness, and then leave administration. I need to actually get those going. I haven't actually done anything with them yet, but there will be more to come. I do have key people assigned for them and just need to get them going to help me with those areas. And that's it for the benefits department for now. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Benefits. Thank you so much, Arlen. I really appreciate the overlook. That's going to be really helpful, especially because we will have with our episode all of the intranet links. So Arlen mentioned a suite of all the accomplishments that benefits that had. So I'll make sure that when we post this episode, not only will we have that read ahead that Malik had mentioned at the start of our episode, but also all of the links to each of the HCM functions on our intranet. So all right, so now that we've covered benefits, let's move over maybe to analytics and compensation. So Lena is on the call. Lena, welcome. I would love for you to share a little bit more from your function with our workforce.
Sure. My name is Lena Wood. I'm the Director of Compensation and Analytics. This also includes our Human Capital Information System, ADP. And the way we contribute to our strategy is that we fuel performance through rewards, tools, and analytics. And so we had a really big year for fiscal year 23, a lot of good achievements. And one thing that you'll find is that there's some overlap between what you'll hear from me and what you'll hear from my human capital colleagues, because a lot of my role with ADP is coordination. So there's a lot that Rosa Feliciano on my team, there's a lot that Rosa and I do ourselves, but also we coordinate a lot of activity with other team members. So one of the big achievements with regard to ADP, which is our human capital information system, we had two huge projects this year. One was modification of ADP systems for the GRSI integration. So GRSI had their own ADP system. We did some modifications there before we moved all that data into the DLH instance of ADP. So there was a lot of modification. We added some fields, we updated tables and things like that. We prepared load files when it was time to integrate the systems, and we performed those loads. And there was a lot of good work done by other team members, so I don't want to try to take all the glory for that. Also, there was another major project, which was a joint venture called EREV. And here, we had to stand up a brand new instance of ADP, another portal that was specifically for EREVs. And here, we had to do the configuration, we had to build the tables, and we had to load the data. And again, a lot of coordination. You'll hear more about EREVs from other team members as well. Another thing that we did was we completed the Foundations pilot. Now, Foundations is what we're calling the project for rolling out a new job structure. And the need for this new job structure is driven by the fact that a lot of our growth has come through acquisitions. And with each acquisition, we have a different set of job titles. So there's a lot of inconsistency currently in the way people are titled across the company. So what we're doing is we're moving toward an enterprise-wide job structure that will be consistent across all of the different operating centers. And we did a pilot that went well. And now what we're going to do, as you'll see, as I'll talk about in a minute for fiscal year 24, is to roll it out across the enterprise. The other thing we did in fiscal year 23 was an analytics dashboard. And so, again, we had some inconsistent collection of metrics and preparing slide decks in different ways for different operating units. So Rosa on my team put together a consistent standard approach. She does all the data collection, so that offloads some of the work for some of the HCM staff, prepares the data, and then gives the data for them to present. So there were efficiencies there, there was standardization, and that was really good. We did work on some onboarding improvements. And when I talk about onboarding, I'm more focused on the ADP aspects. Onboarding is a really big thing, and you'll hear again more about that from our other colleagues. A lot of the work that I was coordinating there was internal processes within HCM in terms of reassigning, helping to reassign team members and to modify some processes and to modify the way we used ADP. We didn't finish that. We're going to continue to work on that for fiscal year 24. We're also going to, shifting now to fiscal year 24, we're going to be looking at offboarding and ongoing, the day-to-day kinds of transactions, to see what kinds of improvements we can find there as well. And as I mentioned, we completed the Foundations pilot, but we did not get it rolled out across the enterprise. We're going to chunk that out, and we're going to accomplish that in a couple of key ways. One is effective toward the end of fiscal year 23, for every hire and for every job change, we assign a job title from the new job structure. And so that's going to be hitting small numbers of employees as we gain them through the hire process and as they change job titles through either transfer or promotion. Also, the second key way we're going to implement this is incrementally. As the business has a need, we're going to work with small groups of employees, well, with the managers of small groups of employees, review the job structure, determine what the appropriate job levels and job titles are within that organization, and then roll it out incrementally. Also, in the area of analytics and dashboards. We plan to make those much more robust and have a data delivery mechanism that will make the data more readily available to the business leaders so that it can help them inform their business decisions. So we got a lot scheduled ahead and looking forward to all the great things to come. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, Lena. This is very exciting, especially because if you've ever worked with Lena or Rosa, you'll very quickly see that they are absolute wizards with data, where we can actually understand the trends, the themes, everything that's going on across DLH. And it's so helpful to understand those trends, because then we can apply it to that humanization of that data. So like when we're working interpersonally across our teams, Lena, and shout out to Rosa, thank you both so much for translating all of these numbers and data points and putting that into storylines for us so that we can work with them. So thank you so much, Lena. We will also put Lena's analytics and compensation intranet site link into our podcast episode, so you'll be able to find out more and connect with her team. So from Lena, we are going to transition now, and I'm going to head on over to Chris Stanzak from Talent Development, so we get to learn from the absolute amazing learning leader that we have at DLH.
Well, thank you, Porter. I appreciate that introduction, and I'm glad it's recorded. I am Chris Stanzak, and I am the Director of Talent Development. And we like to say that talent development focuses on building talent bench strength. And I also look at it as the hire to retire cycle for our employees. So making that experience from the time the folks walk in the door at DLH to the time that they leave us, it is really paramount for my organization. We've had a very, very busy year, and if I had to put a theme on things, I'd say it's integration. We were able to bring on a group of really, really talented people through our GRSI integration. And during that process, we were able to migrate over 700 people to our learning management system, and also to incorporate them in our performance management piece, that piece that Malik was talking about in the beginning, where we're building that culture of high performance. So getting everybody headed in the same direction as we manage performance was a big part of what we accomplished this year. We started working on really being able to measure employee engagement. We started working on leadership development, as well as streamlining the orientation process, where we take folks from that candidacy for a role to the point of actually walking through our doors and being a DLH employee. Those were projects that we gained a lot of ground on, but they are also things that you will see carried into 2024. So for employee engagement, we have already done an employee engagement survey, and I am so proud and delighted to be able to say that DLH is officially certified a great place to work. So we have a terrific foundation for our employee engagement. Does that mean it's all rainbows and unicorns? No. So we will continue to work on those things that we did hear from our employees and really consider the feedback that we got a gift, so we can continue to evolve and grow. In the leadership realm, we're focusing on three main areas. We are going to put into play programs for our executive level leaders, our really high potential folks, and then also our program managers. So really structured and comprehensive programs are soon to come in the new year. We also are working on that onboarding and orientation process. Lena mentioned it, and she wasn't kidding when she said you're going to hear more about this from her other colleagues. There is so much that goes into bringing our employees into the fold of DLH, and then not just taking a sink or swim type of stance with them. So when we bring our employees into DLH, we want to orient them and make sure they're excited about what they've started, but also provide support through the first 30, 60, 90 days and more, so they really can get integrated into the amazing culture that is DLH. And then we'll also gain some momentum with our performance management. We're in a really exciting point of the year. We're starting to set our goals for 2024 and really get to work on those. And then at the end of the year, we'll take time to reflect and be able to really celebrate all the great things that happened throughout the year, but also learn from the things that maybe didn't go so well. So a lot on tap for talent development, and I really can't wait to see where this team is headed in the coming year.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. I did a little bit of a woo dance when you shared that DLH is now a best place to work, because that's exciting. So for all our listeners who participated in the survey and really shared your genuine feedback, thank you very much. On behalf of Chris, I know you said it already, but the gratitude just can keep going for miles, because we would really love to share with the greater community the type of workforce that you, the listeners, are building for everyone else here at DLH. Here on the Human Capital team, we're just extremely lucky to be a function of the community that you build both within and without DLH. So thank you, everyone. And Chris, thank you so much for the look back and the look forward. Definitely lots of really exciting things that are coming up for everyone.
Thanks so much, Porter.
So we've got a few functions left, and so I'm going to transfer over to Leslie Graves. So Leslie is here joining us from Human Capital Operations. And Leslie, before you start, I will just say saying Human Capital Ops is so fun to say. I don't know why, it just sounds tactical. It's just like makes me want to go play paintball. I don't know why, but I love saying Human Capital Ops. So I'm going to hand it over to you, and you can jump in and probably ground me and bring me back down to earth.
I love that, Porter. I love it. Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening in on this podcast. We are incredibly blessed to have you listen in and more importantly, be part of this organization. So incredibly thankful. My name is Leslie Graves. I am Vice President for Human Capital Operations. And with my leaders and the members of my team, we really focus on cultivating high-performing people, processes, and partnerships. And so that's a lot, you know, obviously to say, but we really are here for you. We really are here for our employees. What we will continue to say, our most valuable resources. We partner with our leaders, we partner with our managers. We really kind of operate in a strategic as well as an operational perspective on many of the different processes human capital processes. And so as we kind of take a look back on some of the things that we were able to accomplish, and you've heard a little bit about them already. Malik spoke a little bit about organizational design. So human capital was very involved in that particular process, as well as the integration of GRSI. Again, we are very, very thankful for the opportunity to have our GRSI team, you know, to be part of the DLH team. And so we were very involved in really bringing and integrating our GRSI resources into the organization. You've also heard a little bit about EREV, and so I really want to thank Mary Blickenstaff for her incredible leadership in identifying employees for that transition to EREV, as well as really leading and managing that particular effort. And, you know, some of the other things that we've done, we actually created what we call an Employee Relation Council. It's really an opportunity for us to get together internally to review and discuss different things that may be going on in the organization as it relates to our employees, and really truly make sure there's fairness and consistency with regards to some of our employee relation matters. And so I'm very excited about how that particular council has what has happened, you know, over this past year. You know, one of the things I think that was mentioned earlier was the great place to work. And so we're very happy that we have that achievement. And I think it was a lot of great information that came from that survey. And one of the things that kind of came out, though, was really the need for us to recognize our employees. And so I'm very excited that we have an agile team that we put together that's really focused on creating a one DLH awards and recognition program. We certainly recognize that there are some parts of the business that are doing some form of awards and recognition, but it's not something that is happening across the entire enterprise. But we are very much looking forward to 2024 to be able to roll out an actual one DLH awards and recognition program. So more to come on that. We're very excited, you know, about that. And, you know, one of the other things that Human Capital Ops will continue to focus on is automation. You know, we have really heavily invested in the organization and systems, and we really want to truly leverage the systems that we have. And so in Human Capital Ops, as well as all the other different parts of human capital here, we really want to truly leverage technology as we move forward. We want to make you, our employees' lives easier. And so you will hear more and more, you know, about technology, about automation, how we use that. And certainly we'll do that, you know, in human capital operations. We're going to really continue to focus on our processes, really continue to focus on, you know, improvement, you know, as we move forward. And we're also going to continue to focus on retention. That's a very big deal for us. We are very, very happy that you as an employee chose us, you know, as your employer. And so we want to make sure that we're retaining you. So please, please, please continue to reach out to us, help us, you know, as we want to make sure that this continues to be a great place for you. So we want to hear, we want to get feedback, you know, from you. So reach out to your human capital, you know, your human capital representative. So again, I'll just wrap up to just say thank you so much again for being part of DLH. We are very thrilled that you continue to be part of this DLH team, and we want to hear from you. I mean, you know, Malik talks about it all the time. The best ideas are in the room, you know, and so we want to hear from you as employees. So our contact information will be provided to you. Don't hesitate at all to reach out, you know, to any of us. So thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you so much for the work that you and your team do to have that efficiency and to also help us all remember that everyone at DLH, we are all humans. We are all here to get our job done, but also to continue to learn and grow. How can we do that the best way possible for both ourselves and the business? So I appreciate that, Leslie. Awesome. This is so cool. We have so many more things to talk about. And we are going to transition over to Double Trouble, So we have two awesome leaders that are on our episode with us today. So these two guests are a part of talent acquisition. So I have with us both Patrice Galloway and Mark Sullivan. So Patrice and Mark, welcome.
Thanks, Porter.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess, Mark, if you want, I can go first.
Yep, that works for me. Perfect.
So Mark and I are going to be tag teaming this with our achievements and some of the objectives that we're going to be focused on. But as Porter mentioned, my name is Patrice Galloway. I am a talent acquisition director here. And our focus is really going to be attracting high performing talent, as well as cultivating brand champions. And attracting high performing talent, often people think of talent acquisition as an external focus, but we also focus on internal mobility. So for our employees, please know that we're also here to help you grow your careers within the company with different opportunities that exist internally as well for you. Some of the many achievements that we had this past year, I'm really excited about. It was a really big achievement year for us. Many things were not necessarily seen or visible to the majority of the company, but a lot of work went into the efforts for this year for talent acquisition. So I really appreciate all the collaboration that took place for these things to be successful. One of which was establishing a university partnership strategy. We now are going to be focusing on putting that strategy in place, but we now know what the plan is, what the roadmap is for us to increase our partnerships, especially with historically Black universities and colleges. And that model is going to help us really diversify our workforce. Also, we were excited when we finally heard that we were accepted as a DoD, Department of Defense, SkillBridge partner. That means a lot because that allows us to bring in military talent, already skilled employees to our company and train them to be better prepared for when they transition into civilian workforce. So it's great that we can be a part of their journey. I'm looking forward to that. We actually have our first one starting in January of this year. So very exciting times. And then also we've continued to increase our cadence on social media, branding DLH. And partly that was attributed to the alumni site that was created on LinkedIn. So if employees, even though the name is alumni, you are welcome to join. In fact, we encourage you to join the LinkedIn Alumni Network. And then once you join, please invite former colleagues that used to work for any of DLH or its subsidiaries. We want them to stay in touch with us and hopefully re-engage with us as well. Some of the other things that we were able to do was related to getting one core cohesive employee referral program in place. And we now are offering more close to industry standards as it relates to bonuses, which really underscores our appreciation for our employees and the referring candidates to us. So some great achievements there. I'm going to pause here and then allow Mark to go into some other achievements that we had this past year.
Great. Thanks, Patrice. So we did have one obviously major one was the integration with between DLH and GRSI. So that was our main focus with we've switched to applicant tracking system. We integrated processes. Again, a lot of behind the scenes work that most employees probably did not experience or witness, but it helped us as an organization continue the recruiting machine and bringing in great talent such as yourselves that are listening today and getting the word out, as Patrice said, on our social channels. We also worked with the CMOP team on getting their recruiting processes within our current applicant tracking system. And then we have a joint venture implementation that occurred with EREV that was a major setup, as my peers have discussed earlier in this podcast. So those are some of our achievements. And now we're going to go into the fiscal year 24 look ahead and what we're looking to do. As Malik mentioned earlier, workforce planning and predictive pipelining is going to be one of our key objectives this year. What do we mean by that is One is getting involved earlier into the proposal process in identifying what talent is needed earlier. Is it something that we should go after from a talent perspective in bidding, as well as getting that well prepared so that we are set up for success in our proposal efforts. In addition, we're also going to be working with our leaders across the organization on trying to look at what is potential attrition rates, whether it's voluntary and what could be happening during the course of the year with individuals, and trying to get a little bit more predictive around that so we can have a requisition open sooner versus later in the process. And that way, if we can identify people sooner and get them hired sooner, then the workload shift from when someone leaves to other employees would be reduced, which would hopefully help the teams overall in having someone on board sooner. Another area is our talent attraction and branding. So we have an agile team here that's working through this with involving our marketing communications team, along with several members within talent acquisition and human capital. And you may have been contacted yourself by one of those team members asking for a video testimonial, a written testimonial, why you feel like, or your response to the Great Places to Work achievement that we have as a company. So we're spidering that out amongst the employee populations, trying to find volunteers to see who would like to speak about their journey within DLH, why they like working here, why they feel the values speak to them. Maybe it's around our corporate social responsibility. It could be around the work you're doing day in, day out. And we're also looking at creating realistic job previews or a day in the life videos, short videos that new hires or candidates can look at and get a better sense of what their job is going to be when before applying. So those are some of the things that we're doing on the talent attraction side. If you want to be a part of the video testimonials or written testimonials that will go out to our intranet site as well as externally, feel free to reach out to myself or Patrice on that. And one area that one last area I want to cover before we get back to Patrice is the process harmonization. So as you can imagine, within talent acquisition and within human capital, there are a lot of processes. All of you that went through our onboarding process, gone through any kind of process within human capital, we're trying to see how we can further harmonize those and get and identify process improvements as well as documentation of those processes so that we can be working at the highest levels possible. So again, a lot of work that you probably won't see as employees in terms of externally witnessing it, but you'll see the benefits of it, of a much more streamlined processes. And then Patrice is going to talk about the last couple of objectives we have for 2024.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. That was a lot, I know, but I'm really excited to mention this next one, which is the implementation of a new applicant tracking system. As many of the company knows, we are currently using iSIMS for internal and external talent to apply to our positions. And we now are going to transition to Greenhouse. It's a more elite type of system. It will be a benefit to the entire company, not just the users, but external users as well. Some of the benefits to that is employees will now be able to track their referrals, where the referrals are. They can go right into the system to see what stage those individuals are in. We'll be better able to support our internal customers, our managers, and giving them the reports that they require to make business decisions. So I'm really excited about that. We will be up and running by January the 2nd of this year. So look out for an announcement on that. The other is related to the various partnerships that we are going to be establishing this year. We earlier mentioned that we had a roadmap or a strategy to better our relationship with universities. And now we're going to be moving into the second phase of that, which is putting that roadmap into action. We've already done that, or initiated it at least. We've started reaching out to certain colleges, having discussions with them on how we can better partner, how we could particularly have our business design projects for their curriculum. and be involved in those types of decisions. We've also had internal discussions on how we can partner with our managers in giving them diverse talent. Some of the things that have already taken place, for example, is Catherine Allen in PHSR. She led or head up a practicum with Elon University. That was a successful project for students there. We've also had discussions with John Kinney and John Lamberton about hopefully partnering with them on the incubator office that's going to be set up at the University of Central Florida. Sandy Halverson and myself had a discussion with Johns Hopkins University about how we could better partner with them and be a part of their curriculum design. And in fact, Janine Christian even spoke for an hour to students at Industry Day at Johns Hopkins University. More to come. We're having discussions with Bowie State as well. So we're really getting into that partnership. As mentioned earlier, we are heavy into our military outreach, one of which is the SkillBridge program. What we do have an agile team headed up by Kenise Terry that's going to focus on partnering and having an intentional effort on reaching out to our military, our veterans. We have connections now to the Naval Academy for employee panels, as well as other military bases. So if you happen to want to be involved in that, please reach out to Kenise or myself. We're more than welcome to have you join the Agile team if you're interested. And the final partnership really excited about is establishing a relationship with the Department of Rehabilitation, which is DOORS for short. And that's where we're going to be able to focus on talent of individuals that have disabilities. We feel this is an untapped area for DLH, and we know that we can bring in some strong talent by focusing and partnering with state DOORS programs. We're going to start with Maryland, and many of these satellite offices and programs do partner with colleges as well. So for example, a Maryland DOORS site actually sits on our Morgan State University campus. So we'll be able to bring in very talented, educated individuals that will be able to perform in the discipline areas and competency areas that we have internally. So I'm really looking forward to partnering with all of these entities. And Porter, I really think it's going to allow DLH to be a common name or a branded name within these vendors.
Wow. Mark, Patrice, while you guys were sharing all of your amazing accomplishments and looking forward to FY24, I was thinking of the Staples button. I don't know if any of our listeners remember that button in their Staples commercials where they pressed it. We need one for this podcast where when we go through all of our accomplishments and amazing successes, we have a fanfare button or something, because there's just so much to celebrate. We have a new ATS. We have SkillBridge. We have Best Place to Work. We have Foundations Pilot. There are so many things where if I could throw a 4D handful of confetti into the air for our listeners, in their car while they're listening to this. Super applicable for this episode. So thank you guys so much for sharing all the amazing work that you've accomplished and then looking into FY24. So very exciting things that are kicking off. And I know earlier I said that we are almost done, but I kind of mid-sentence forgot that I am also on the human capital team. So so everyone who's listening, if we haven't already met, my name is Porter Lesuv, and I'm the corporate social responsibility or CSR specialist here at DLH. So we had some really exciting things that went on in FY23. And the biggest one that I want to really touch on was just so exciting throughout the entire year was we established our Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging Council, or our DEIB Council. So a big, huge thank you and shout out to our 13 council members for figuring it out with us. We had a really wonderful vision that we wanted to make DLH more inclusive for everyone to feel like they belong here and that their unique talents, their incredible dimensions of diversity are respected, they are celebrated, and I think we've accomplished so much more than that. So for our DEIB Council, they have accomplished a 3-year DEIB strategic plan. So that's something that we've developed in partnership with Global Diversity Collaborative, which is a diversity consultant. Shout out to Sherry. So we had a wonderful time figuring out what we're going to do for DLH by DLH. This was an incredibly intentional process. So thank you to all our DEIB members for iterating through that process and delivering that plan, which will be implemented on January 2nd of 2024. So for our listeners, if you want to get involved with DEIB at DLH, the council is a really great way to connect and start that conversation. We also have community networks. Those are our versions of ERGs or employee resource groups. So the CNs are our virtual spaces to connect and have those DEIB conversations, resources, ideas, and stories. So really great places to start. The other thing that I will share of an accomplishment, just a fun fact, if you will, is that the DEIB Council actually created the DLH Insights podcast. So the episode that you're listening to today was an idea from our DEIB Council members. And one of the true impetus points of the podcast was so that we could reach more of our workforce. So in particular, our frontline workers across the board of our CMOP facilities. It's something that you can listen to. It's available for you to click that link and have your earbud in while you're on the floor or whatever. So I'm just really excited that we were able to kind of have that creative spot for sharing more information. So, looking ahead, more amazing things. Like I said, that strategic plan for DEIB is going to be one of the main focuses for us in FY24. But I'm also really excited to work with a DLH Cares Agile team. So I have a group of DLHers who we are going to have some very proactive conversations with our operations center presidents. So this has not happened before. So we are going to work with them collaboratively, where they are listening to you, our DLH colleagues. They are hearing your amazing passions for impacting the community, whether it's related to the work you do at DLH or not. They hear you, they see you, and we're gonna establish a process where we're gonna take all of those wonderful community service and volunteering passions that you love, and we're gonna try and plan that out so that we can make sure we're accommodating those impactful events or community service opportunities throughout the year within your OC. So that's gonna be really exciting, and I'm looking forward to that. So lots going on, guys. We just talked through so much. So everyone, thank you. If everyone on the call could humor me and press your confetti fanfare buttons, I'm throwing up fanfare out of the way. So thank you guys so much for going through that round robin and for sharing everything that's going on within the human capital organization at DLH. Everyone who's listening to the episode, you can't see it, but we have all of our clapping hearts and amazing hands going up on Teams as we're recording this. So just picture that in your mind's eye. So thank you all so very much. Is there anything that anyone would like to have a last word before we close out our episode?
Malik here, just quick last word. I wanted to thank the team for going through their respective areas. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate the overview and the level of detail. And a reminder to the team, the broader DLH team, that this podcast will be sitting on our internal website, on our intranet site, and you can access it at any time. If it's getting a little bit too long for you, meaning you have to run back to the office, you got to run back to getting to work, that's fine too. We have a presentation that's also posted. So either way works for us. And again, thank you so much. We have a lot more to cover in the coming year. We'll have opportunities to connect with you, and members of our team will connect with you as well. So thank you to all of you. And thanks again to Porter for narrating and hosting this podcast. Thank you so much, Porter, for doing such a great job for us. Greatly appreciated.
Awesome. Thank you, Malik. Thank you to my wonderful guests and team members. I am doubly thankful for all of you. So if anyone listening has any topics for another podcast episode, feel welcome to reach out to myself or to the DEIB Council. We would love to gather your ideas. And we hope that you find insight into your life, both in and out of the office. And until then, we will see everyone at our next episode. So thank you all to Human Capital.